What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. Create your career. This is Contemplation with Christoph number 68. And I'm super excited that you're here for yet another episode. This week is Thanksgiving in the United States. And I hope you are taking a couple steps back. No stress, hanging out with friends, hanging out with family, eating some good food, not worrying about a lot of things that we worry about some of the time, a lot of the time. So just enjoy yourself. Like, I'm not doing any recordings. I'm not doing anything this week. No guests, just contemplation recordings. And just honestly, it's like low level stuff and I'm just relaxing. Family's in town. So have a good time. Enjoy yourself. You got to live life too. Like, I work 7 days a week on my dreams and my goals, but at the same time, I structure my day well enough to where I have more, like I have ample time to do what I want to do as well and with my family, and still am able to be on track for my goals. So I hope you do that. Remember, you can find all these episodes, the contemplations and the conversations, on christophlewis.com/podcast or on any podcasting app. And you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge. And I'm reading one book a week for a year. Last week, I read the biography of Patton by Martin Blumenson. And this week I'm reading Networking is a Contact Sport by Joe Sweeney. And it's super awesome. I highly recommend it already. Yesterday's conversation was with the great Jeff Gonzalez. That was conversation number 111. Already. Just crushing through the episodes. Have some great guests on there. Jeff is an OG Navy SEAL. His story is pretty incredible. He's doing some cool things. He's been doing it for a long time, a lot longer than a lot of people. And he has some really great insight on some things. So check out that conversation. Today, I'm going to speak with you about why relationships matter more than resumes. So let's get into it. If you cannot talk to anybody, then I do not care how good your resume is. You will not get through a modern day interview. What do I mean by a modern day interview? If you have applied to a job within the last few years, there's a massive chance that you had an interview that wasn't strictly conducted off of your technical skill or know-how. It was conducted towards identifying how good your soft skills are. So what are soft skills? Soft skills are people skills, social skills, personality traits, character traits, attitudes, career attributes, all of those good things that have to do with something that we talk about all the time, every day, and that is mindset. How are you as a person? Do you subscribe to a growth mindset? Are you willing to learn? Are you enthusiastic? Are you helping other people out? Are you portraying a good attitude in the workplace? Or are you a negative force that nobody wants to work with? Now, why does this even matter? And some people may even get angry that this is even a consideration. They're like, well, if I can just do the job, then I'm just going to keep my head down and just do my work. Well, a lot of people are figuring out and realizing something that's been known for a long time, and that's is if you hire just for the technical skill, that's not going to last. We're working and building towards cohesion of the team. We want a team that can work together, and if you can't work with a team, you're not going to stay in that position long. And I know there are some places that it just doesn't matter, and I'm sure you can fit in, and I'm happy for you. And like everything I say, it isn't black and white. You know, there's always an exception and there's always another way you can do it. And I'm sure if you want to be ostracized in life and in the workplace, you can find a place for that. But in the majority of places, people are realizing that they are hiring for soft skills, and why and how that is so much more important. Because if somebody subscribes to the growth mindset and works towards and on all the soft skills that we just talked about, then you can teach them technically. I can speak from personal experience where I had limited engagement and knowledge and experience in the IT field. But when I did do it, I kept track of it. I remembered it. I did it in stressful times, and I was able to leverage that experience and then kind of combine that and put it into a ball that I could just dish out and throw towards my interviews. So what I'm saying jokingly is that essentially what I did was had these experiences that I had in the military. I had IT experience, leadership experience. I just had experience, and I subscribed to a growth mindset. mindset, and I was able to articulate all of that experience into a way that showed that if somebody asked me a question, tell me about a time when you completed something during a stressful time, and you didn't really know what was going on, then I could be like, oh, well, here's a million ways I did this, and here's a specific example of what I did, and then being able to build that into something that I can articulate too. So building that is very important, but we're here to talk about relationship. Resumes are great. We had to knock this out first, talking about soft skills and how they're important, how soft skills are going to help you get through an interview. But soft skills are going to help you build relationships in life. And when I say relationships in life, I mean all relationships in life. And relationships are more important than anything. We're humans. We are social creatures, whether it's your spouse, you know, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, your brother, your mother, your father, your coworkers, your friends, anybody, your dog. And you know your dog has the best relationship because that dog is awesome. So be like your dog. Be super friendly. Be nice to people. Be excited to people. Listen to people. Your dog never talks back. But there's a lot of things we can learn here. Relationships and building relationships are so important. It goes back to one of my favorite books, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I say it all the time. You guys have heard me mention this book. I'm a huge advocate of it. If you haven't read it yet, read it this time. So next time we chat, you can tell me how much you loved it and what you learned about it and how you're applying it to your life. Building relationships in your life are so important. That I will say the two jobs that I've had post-military are built off of relationships that I formulated within the military. So even going about my working day, I meet people, I interact with people, I ask them how they're doing, like basic things that you know. Building relationships is so basic, but you want to maintain relationships. And obviously, we're not building relationships and networking just because, oh, what can this person do down the road for me? It's not like that at all. You want to build relationships to be a good human being, and it's the golden rule. Treat other people how you want to be treated. And then you keep in touch with them as you move through your life, as you move through your career, and hopefully you can provide value to them, get them a job, help them out with a position, help them with just something in their lives. And a lot of times when you have that mindset in life where you want to be a good human being, subscribe to the growth mindset, subscribe to the golden rule, and you go out there in your life and you just try to be a good human being, you are going to build relationships. You're going to build good relationships. You're going to build a lot of good relationships. You're thus going to provide value to people. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And then in return, things will happen to you that are going to be good. And these relationships matter much more than resumes, because going back now, combining the relationships with the soft skills, if you have the soft skills and you build relationships, and that's together, that's in conjunction. Like, soft skills help build relationships. And honestly, the more relationships you have, the more people you talk to, the better your soft skills are going to be. So if you work on those things and you work to build relationships and your personality, and you just, and I, when I say build your personality, I mean be you. Like, be your authentic self, be you 100%. And when you are your 100% you, and you go out there and you exude confidence, and I do not in any way, shape, or form, I mean anything over the line past confidence, like be confident in who you are, how you look, how you feel, how you act, but just be you. And then the relationships that you have will stay for the long haul, because those relationships will not have been created under a falsified image. It just, like in the beginning, I said any relationship. So think about, like, when I was in high school or something, I was like, oh, that girl's really cute. And I think she might like this. So I'm going to try to wear this, or I'm going to try to wear that. I'm going to try to talk like this, or talk about this kind of thing. And essentially, I'm falsifying who I am. And that girl, if I was so lucky that she would like me, she wouldn't like me for me.
She likes me for me.
She would like me for what I thought she would like. And then that relationship would just crumble and wither away, and it would never last. But when I got to a point in my life where I realized I could be me and I should be me and I wanted to be me, then I met people in my life, and those are the strongest relationships I've ever built in my life, because they're built off of who I am with my authentic self. And those relationships matter. Your soft skills matter. All of these things matter inside your head, your mindset, more than resumes, more than technical know-how. If you have the soft skills, you can build up everything else. If you have a growth mindset, I can teach you something. If you can have a conversation, I can teach you something. So it's time for a recap. Relationships matter more than resumes. Having the soft skills matter more than resumes. There are always exceptions, but for the most part, if you are a decent human being and you treat people and subscribe to the golden rule, then you are going to have better relationships in your life. And even more so, if you 100% are your authentic self, you will build strong relationships and people that like you for you because you are being 100% true to who you are. So be you, build relationships, provide value to people, and don't necessarily focus on one thing after another. What do I need to do? Like school, or what do I need to put on my resume? Like that stuff is important. And I'm not saying it's not important. Like all that, like learning knowledge, all these skills are important. The technical know-how is important, but I can speak from personal experience where I was under the bar on technical skills in both of my jobs, but I made up for it for everything else that we just talked about. And then once I get in the position, I rock and roll with the growth mindset, and I want to provide value for who I'm working for and who I'm working with, and with all of those soft skills, all those relationships, that whole mindset, and you will be very successful. And I promise you that you will be so successful in what you want to do in your career and in the relationships in your life. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Remember, you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. You could head over to iTunes and rate 5 stars, and that would be super awesome. But the best way to help out would be to just share this episode with somebody else that needs to hear it. Maybe there's somebody in your life that's just really stressing about their resume. And even though, like I said, a resume is important, you know, resume gets you out there. But a lot of times, if you establish a relationship, that will help you out a lot more. If somebody, like, it's just there's so many resumes out there. It's just a fact. Not all resumes are going to be seen. But if you know somebody inside that company that can be like, look at this one and this is why, and then boom, you know, then your resume matters. So you need to have a strong resume, but you need to have all those other things built up so that your strengths can get recognized and seen, because there's a lot of noise out there. So you need to figure out how to stand out. You need to stand out by being yourself, being authentic, and building up good relationships and soft skills. All right, my friends, remember, thanks for listening, but please don't only listen. You can listen to all these best advice, the best podcast, read all these books that we talk about, but if you don't apply it, doesn't mean anything. So have the best Tuesday ever and have a great Thanksgiving with your family and enjoy the rest of your week. See y'all.